morning, folks. Rise and shine. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. We are so excited to be here at Central Vermont Community Radio today. My name is Amy, and it's Saturday, and we are having Amy's Kids Show here for the next hour. We're going to keep celebrating children and life and planet Earth, all the wonderful things in the world. And let's start off with toys, of course, because I want you to remember that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what they say at Woodbury Mountain Toys, and toys are all about playing, and so are we here at Amy's Kids Show. We're all about playing, and I have just been having so much fun this week playing with the entire world, really, and making room for all those creatures and qualities that want to be celebrated. We are here to celebrate the planet, and that's why we all love to have parties and celebrations. And so I have a special guest here today. In fact, once again, I'm going to take you outside to meet our special guests, because once again, I have some rooted friends who want to come and explain to us that they do communicate. They communicate with us all the time. And see, I misspoke last week when I said that the fir trees, the evergreen trees, the trees with needles, don't seem to have a lot to say because they don't make as much noise in the wind as the other trees do. And guess what? Well, they corrected me. This week, I had a number of them come into my life. All these trees with needles, these evergreen trees, mostly cedars and spruces, came into my life to let me know that, guess what, Amy? We do have a lot to say. Haven't you been paying attention? Haven't you been listening to us? And what part of our body do we use to listen to those special trees? Well, our nose, of course, because we can smell cedar trees. We can smell spruce and pine. And those are just such amazing smells. That's how they are communicating with us all the time. So we are going to be celebrating noses. We're going to be celebrating smelling. We're going to be celebrating evergreen trees, especially cedars and spruces. Thank you for joining me here today. I have some amazing music and amazing information. I'm learning all the time. Thank you for joining me.
She together, her and me. Fall off, but would each spring grow back again. And underneath those leaves are sprouting little seeds, so my children and their children will remember me. And when I'm 93 and old and rickety, I'll just doze beneath my shady cherry tree. I'll just doze beneath my shady cherry tree.
Okay, boys and girls, we're gonna do the tree in the woods. Is everybody ready? Here we go. All in a woods there was a tree, the finest tree you ever did see. The tree was in the woods and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that tree there was a limb, the finest limb you ever did see. The limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that limb there was a branch, the finest branch you ever did see. The branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that branch there was a nest, the finest nest you ever did see. The nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And in that nest there was an egg, the finest egg you ever did see. The egg was in the nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And in that egg there was a bird, the finest bird you ever did see. The bird was in the egg was in the nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that bird there was a wing, the finest wing you ever did see. The wing was on the bird was in the egg was in the nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around. And on that wing there was a feather, the finest feather you ever did see. The feather was on the wing was on the bird was in the egg was in the nest was on the branch was on the limb was on the tree was in the woods, and the green grass grew all around, 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 and the green grass grew all around.
We are walking in the woods right now. I hope you are enjoying that song about being in the woods with a tree, because that's what we're going to do today. And I've actually brought you out into the woods, into a cedar forest. And it's raining right now when I'm recording this with the cedars. I wanted to come out here so that they could have a chance to speak. And of course, having it rain on their needles and rain on their branches helps them to speak, helps them to make some noise. And a little bit of wind helps too. So maybe you hear that. Do you hear the raindrops and the wind? Oh, it's so fantastic. And so last week on Amy's Kids Show, we were celebrating breathing. We were celebrating breath and air. And we were celebrating it along with our friends, the trees, because that is something that we share with them. We share our breath with the trees. Last week, we were celebrating how we humans and other animals on the planet who respire, who breathe in and out, we breathe in oxygen. And oxygen is a very important ingredient in our body. And so we were celebrating oxygen, and what better way to celebrate oxygen and how much our bodies love it than to celebrate alongside the trees who are making oxygen for us, along with all the other plants on the planet. And so we have been in communication with these trees, whether we know it or not, not just on Amy's Kids Show, but all the time. Do you hear that wind? That wind is just carrying that fresh oxygen all around the planet. And it comes into our lungs, it comes into our bodies so that we can use it. And every cell in our body needs that oxygen. And when it's finished with that oxygen, what's left over is another gas. A gas is an invisible element, and it can float through the air. And so the gas that our bodies don't need too much of is CO2, carbon dioxide. And so when we exhale, we are blowing out the leftover carbon dioxide. And when we inhale, we are breathing in the oxygen, which is why last week we breathed with a plant. Do you remember practicing that? That was really nice. That really, really reminded my body how to breathe and how important it is and how much plants, of course, love us. And so the cedars wanted to especially come on the show today, because when we breathe into our bodies, we are usually using a special part of our body that may not get much attention, but it is the part of the body that the cedars use to communicate with us. That's our nose. Our noses are where we bring in smells, and it's where we bring in oxygen. So we are going to celebrate our noses along with the cedar trees. Thanks for joining me.
Kids Health presents How the Body Works with Chloe and the Nerve.
So, Nerve, what's the quest?
Something remarkable.
Gadzooks, that sounds terrific.
Why, look, there it is, the nose.
That's it? I was expecting something a little more impressive.
More impressive than the nose? Not likely.
Enlighten me.
Where to start?
How about the entrance?
At the entrance of the nose, you'll find there are two holes called nostrils. They're separated by something called a septum. When you breathe in through the nostrils, the air enters the nasal passage and heads into your nasal cavity. The nasal cavity is a space in your head behind your nose. From the nasal cavity, the air heads downhill through the trachea, or windpipe, and poof, ends up in the lungs. Then the whole process happens in reverse when you exhale.
Breathing's great and all, but I can also breathe through my mouth.
The nose is a lot more than a hole to breathe through. It also warms, moistens, and filters the air before it enters the lungs.
How does it warm, moisten, and filter the air?
I'm glad you asked. The inside of the nose is lined with a moist, thin layer of tissue called a mucous membrane, which makes mucus, that sticky stuff in your nose.
Oh, you mean snot.
Wonderful! Glorious snot works with your nose hairs to capture dust, germs, and other small particles that could irritate your lung. When the mucus, dirt, and other debris dry and clump together, voila! You've got yourself a booger!
So, a booger is like a trophy your nose captures when it's protecting your lungs.
Nose trophy! Oh, sweet rightness! Now, sometimes your nose captures something it needs to get rid of right now.
Hey! Stop putting that pepper on your sandwich! You're going to make it... sneeze!
A sneeze shoots unwanted particles out of your nose at up to 100 miles an hour!
Who are you calling an unwanted particle? Air in, air out. Warms, moistens, and filters the air on the way. Makes boogers. Can shoot unwanted stuff out of your nose at 100 miles per hour. Pretty awesome stuff.
Ooh, but wait, there's more. Close your eyes.
What?
Just do it. Smell.
Fresh bread.
Smell.
Orange. Nice.
Smell.
Aw, a rose. You shouldn't have.
Smell.
Ew, gross. Your old gym socks, you really shouldn't have.
Your nose can smell what it smells because of the olfactory epithelium. Olfactory is a fancy word for things that have to do with smelling. The olfactory epithelium contains special receptors that notice them. Then the receptors send signals along the olfactory nerve to the olfactory bulb. Those signals then go to the all-important brain.
So that's how I know if I'm smelling bread, an orange, a rose.
Exactly.
Or say your old smelly socks. Wow, the nose.
The nose!
We salute you. Two thumbs up for the nose. For the nose, not in it.
Yeah, I get that now.
Can we go on the sneeze ride again? That was awesome.
Just as soon as I get my thumbs out.
Everybody knows what a nose is. Everybody knows what a nose is.
Have you ever seen a nose? Well, let me describe it. It's right on your face. It's not very private. It's pretty sensitive. I wouldn't high-five it. You can make it honk, but you can't drive it. A nose is for smelling, but I got to be fair. A nose can do a lot of things. A nose can grow hair. A nose is important. It needs special care. If a nose gets runny, it might need repair.
Everybody knows what a nose is.
Everybody knows what a nose is.
Everybody knows what a nose is.
Everybody knows. I know. Do you know? There are noses in the roses. It's Stephen and Kevin. They hang out in the roses cause it smells like heaven. Sometimes they sniff, sometimes they wrinkle. They wrinkle when they get a sniff of something with a stink. Oh!
Everybody knows what a nose is.
Everybody knows what a nose is. Nose is.
Everybody knows what a nose is.
Everybody knows. I know. Do you know? Now it's about time we take a little pause. Take a moment to admire your schnoz. I like doing that. I think it's because noses are cool. They deserve some applause. Is yours big, small? Is it shaped like a ball? Is it pointy, stubby? Is it clean or grubby? Does it provide shade for a family of crickets? I'd like to see that. I'd buy tickets.
Everybody knows what a nose is.
Everybody knows what a nose is.
Everybody knows what a nose is.
Everybody knows. I know. Do you know?
a song about smells.
Everybody has their favorite aroma. Everybody likes a particular smell. From morning till night, it's a daily delight. It's easy to tell why I feel so well.
A song about smells.
Flowers in the meadow, just like a bee buzzing round a bloom. I'm such a happy fellow. Take a deep breath of that sweet perfume. Smells that you remember, clean pajamas and crawling into bed and dreaming about summer in December, waking up to the aroma of fresh baked bread.
A song about smells.
I always will remember we'd visit the farm, Auntie Sarah's baking cookies and pies. Every fresh lemonade, every dish that she made was a treat for our taste buds and a feast for our eyes. Isn't it delicious? It smells so fine. Here's what my wish is, family and friends, when it's time to die.
A song about smells.
Stop and smell the roses. What a day.
Feel so very well. I am discouraged with my nose. The only thing it does is blows.
Well, folks, we are celebrating the schnoz today. Schnoz is another word for nose. So we are celebrating our noses. Our noses are right in the middle of our face, but sometimes we forget about them. It's amazing how often we can forget about things that are right in front of us, right? And it's usually not until we smell something we don't like smelly socks or smelly feet, that we notice our nose, or maybe when it's stuffed up. Have you ever had a stuffy nose? Well, that is actually a good sign. That's your body's way of getting rid of things that it doesn't want in your body. Your nose is an opening into the inside of your body, so it has to be very careful about what it allows in. And that's why it's so sensitive. It can actually pick up on very delicate little pieces floating in the environment and turn those pieces into smells for us to enjoy, maybe, if we're in the cedar forest, or we're burning a spruce log in the fire, right? Trees give us oxygen. They also give us heat. They give us so many wonderful things. And one of the ways that our evergreen trees show us that they love us and talk with us is through smell, through those amazing, beautiful smells of cedar and spruce. And amazingly, those smells not only cheer us up and make us feel good, well, probably the reason why they do is because they are also cleaning the air and cleaning things. They have amazing properties to clean the environment. So those are amazing, amazing things that trees do for us. And so we are celebrating trees and all of the things that they give us. We are celebrating our noses and even their ability to plug up sometimes with mucus, which we need to blow out so that we can get all that debris out of our bodies. But they also sneeze. Was that interesting, right? Sometimes our bodies don't wait around. Our nose won't wait around for us to blow it. It just needs to get rid of something right away. And so we might have a big sneeze. And so we're celebrating all of those amazing qualities of our nose. And another amazing thing that our noses do, of course, is breathe. And that's something we've been learning a lot about here on Amy's Kids Show, is how important breathing is, because that's how we bring the oxygen into our bodies. And so we really need to keep our nasal passages clear, because the best place to breathe is actually through our nose. We can breathe through our mouth, but it's not the preferable way to breathe. Our mouths are more for eating and talking. And things like that. And when we breathe, we should usually, most of the time, be breathing through our noses because of all the protection that they can provide us as the air goes through. And so we're going to be learning. Whoops.
All day long, your digestive system.
Hold on a second. That started a little sooner than I thought. Sorry about that. So we're going to learn about some new, let's skip that for a moment. We're going to be learning about some parts of the body. These parts of the body, not just the nose, but there are other parts that the air has to travel through so that it can get to all the cells in our bodies. And so we're going to learn from a kindergartner, actually, who is going to teach us about the different parts and where our air goes once it goes inside of our nose. It goes down our throat through our trachea, which if you feel the front of your neck, you can actually feel your trachea. And that's a fancy word for your throat, for your air passage. And so that's where the air goes, through our trachea, into our lungs. Now, there are going to be a lot of words that I'm sure that most people have never heard before, but this young student is a kindergartner, and he has learned these parts of the respiratory system. Why do we call it the respiratory system? Well, because it's where we respire. It's where we recirculate the air through our bodies. Breathe in oxygen, breathe out carbon dioxide. And this kindergartner has been studying it. So I just wanted you to meet him because he's an inspiration for all the new words that we can learn and all the parts of the body that are just so interesting. And he wants to share them with you. So here we go.
Hi, I'm Liam. I'm a kindergarten student. I'm going to talk about the respiratory system. When you breathe in air, air passes through the nasal cavity. Then it flows through the nasal passages. Then the air gets warmed, moistened, and filtered. Then it goes past the larynx and the vocal cord. Then the air moves down the trachea, or windpipe, as the trachea joins the upper respiratory tract to the lungs. If you gently touch the front of your throat, you can feel the trachea. At the bottom of the trachea are two large tubes. These tubes are called the base of the bronchi. One goes into the left lung and the other goes into the right lung. Each base of the bronchus then bridges off into tubes or bronchi. They get smaller and smaller, like branches on a tree. The tiniest tubes are called bronchioles, and there are about 30,000 of them in each lung. Each bronchiole is about the same thickness as a hair. At the end of each bronchiole, special area that leads into clumps of tiny air cells called alveoli. There are about 500 million of them in each lung. Then in the middle, the inside of each alveoli is an alveolus. Then it goes to capillaries. Those are tiny blood vessels, which they are really small, and the capillaries bring oxygen into your blood and lets carbon dioxide leave it. And then below your lungs is the diaphragm, and your diaphragm goes down when you breathe in air and goes up when breathe out air. Then above the trachea is the larynx or voice box. Across the voice box are two pieces of tissue called vocal cords. When the vocal cords are open, air flows through freely. When they partially close, as you exhale, they vibrate to make sounds. Bye-bye!
Well, that was Liam, who's in kindergarten, and he's been studying the parts of the respiratory system, the part of our body that we use to respire, to recirculate the air. Now, it's pretty interesting because a lot of people have asked me lately, you know, what age level is Amy's Kids Show aimed at? And I'm a teacher, and I teach all ages. I teach children preschool and younger. I teach people in college. I teach people at all ages. And so this is sort of a one-room schoolhouse, and the world is sort of a one-room schoolhouse. You know, the world is not like the schools that kids go to now, right? Where you're separated by ages. The world is actually all of us, all mixed together, and we are all learning from each other all the time. And so I thought it was really amazing when I was listening to this radio station where I do my Amy's Kids Show. I was listening to it last week and I heard grown-ups talking about exactly the same thing that we have been talking about here on Amy's Kids Show. And I just thought that was great. Because when grown-ups are learning alongside children who are learning, that's when really the magic happens. And I heard some grown-ups talking about respiration and how completely important respiration is. In fact, how well we grow depends on how good our respiration is. And respiration is partly breathing, but not totally. Breathing is the beginning and the end of respiration, actually. And respiration itself, what our bodies do with the oxygen, once we breathe it in, is actually quite an amazing and complicated process that happens at each and every cell, in each and every cell in our bodies. They need to use that oxygen so that they can break down the food that we eat and turn it into energy. Thank you, trees, for that important ingredient, oxygen, which helps us break down the food that we eat and turn it into energy. This is so super important. So how can we take really good care of our respiratory system? How can we make sure that it is clear that we are breathing in enough oxygen to let our cells, you know, stay alive and burn that energy? And then how can we make sure that our respiratory system is functioning well so that we can blow out that carbon dioxide? Well, there are quite a few things we can do, actually. And practicing the positive things is, of course, a big part of that. How can we practice? Well, first of all, sitting up straight is super, super important. We need to be able to sit up straight so that we can let our diaphragm expand and open our lungs and then squeeze shut again and close our and push our lungs so that we are breathing out. So sitting up straight is actually really important. And if you like to sing and you've ever been in chorus, probably your chorus teacher taught you that sitting up straight is really important to moving that air past our vocal cords so that we can make beautiful sounds. But it's also important for our respiratory system so that it can get the oxygen we need. So we can also open up our rib cage. We can expand our arms out like big wings, like we're about to take a big flap. And that opens our rib cage. And that's another way to allow more air in. We can also relax. Right? When we relax, we can breathe better. Because when we're tense or stressed, we tend to tighten our breathing and tighten our throat and tighten our face and maybe even scrunch up our nose and so our noses. And so it makes it really difficult to breathe. So we do need to relax, which is why last week we did some breathing with a plant to help us relax and remember that plants and Mother Earth loves us so much. That definitely helps us to relax. So thinking those good thoughts helps us to relax and helps us to breathe and respire well. We also need to exercise because exercising is building the strength of our muscles. And we need muscles in order to have good respiration. In order to breathe, it takes muscles. And what's the hardest working muscle in the body? Does anybody remember? Our hearts, of course, and our brains, I would say, are right up there as second hardest. And so those organs really need a lot of oxygen just to do their jobs. What else can we do? Well, we can breathe in clean air. It's really important that the air that we're bringing into our bodies is clean. And so we want to avoid smoke. Have you ever been sitting by a campfire and had the smoke kind of come towards you and in your face and you have to step back and find a new spot? Well, that's because smoke is not good for our lungs. Smoke makes the air dirty. So we do need to avoid cigarette smoke, and we do need to avoid vape pen smoke. Can also carry some chemicals in it that are not good for us. And as well, campfire smoke, of course. Your body will tell you right away to step back and find a new place by the campfire. And we also need to bring in enough oxygen and let out enough carbon dioxide. And so letting the air move freely in front of our face is a really important part of good respiration. Now, kids out there, you may have noticed that over the past couple of years, people have begun wearing coverings over their faces. We might call them masks, facial coverings, grown-ups sometimes call them, but that's what they are, facial coverings. They are pieces of cloth or paper or kind of plasticky material that covers our nose and mouth. Now, some people decide to wear a mask because they're afraid of a virus called COVID, which is fairly recent that people have begun wearing masks for this. But other people decide not to wear masks. And the reason is, for a lot of them, is this importance of the respiration and letting that oxygen in and letting that carbon dioxide out. And so it's a very interesting thing that our bodies cannot really sense when the oxygen is getting too low. We don't always know that. And so our bodies sometimes give us signals, things like we're having difficulty breathing. We might feel short of breath. We might get a headache. We might feel sort of sick to our stomach because our diaphragm is having to work harder to bring that air in and out past that resistance. So everybody out there, I just encourage everyone to listen to their bodies and remember the importance of good respiration, like the grown-ups were talking about earlier this week. Thank you for joining me. Let's keep celebrating.
It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear upon your face. Think of something wonderful, something to shout about. Mention something beautiful. Smiles are from inside out. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear. It's there to share. Your smile's your style upon your face. Smiles are from inside out. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear. It's there to share. Your smile's your style upon your face. Did you ever make such a big smile that you could feel it clear down to your toes? Smiles are wonderful things. When you give one to somebody, that somebody often gives one back to you. If not, you can probably be sure that somebody is having a hard time. Maybe even trying to be very brave and strong.
I've got two eyes.
Oh, got two eyes.
So I can see.
Yes, eyes can see.
I've got two ears to listen to what you say to me.
What you say to me.
I've got a mouth.
Yes, got a mouth.
So I can speak.
A mouth can speak.
I've got a cheek right here. And here I've got another cheek.
Another cheek.
I've got a nose.
What?
So I can smell.
A nose can smell.
I've got a chin, but what a chin does, I just can't tell.
Just cannot tell.
I've got eyes, ears, nose, mouth, cheek, and chin. Each in its place, and they're all part of one fine face. You've got two eyes.
Two pretty eyes.
So you can see.
Just look and see.
You've got two ears to listen to what you say to me.
What you say to me.
You've got a mouth.
Oh, yes, a mouth.
So you can speak.
A mouth can speak.
You've got a cheek right here, and here you've got another cheek.
Another cheek.
You've got a nose.
A little nose.
So you can smell.
A nose can.
You've got a chin, but what a chin does, you just can't tell.
Just cannot tell.
You've got eyes, ears, nose, mouth, cheek, and chin.
Each in its place.
And they're all part of one fine face. Yes, they're all part of one fine face.
So those were a couple of really fun songs by some famous children's stars. I don't know if you recognize some of them. But my name is Amy, and I'm here on Amy's Kids Show. And I do my show at a station, a radio station called WGDR, WGDH, Central Vermont Community Radio. And if you listen to the station, you might have noticed that recently, the people who make shows here, called programmers, we're called programmers, we people who come in here and make shows, we've been asked to remind our listening audience of something super important. And I am so happy that we are being reminded to remind you of this very, very important thing. See, we need to make sure that you understand, all of you listening out there, however old you are, that not everything you hear on the radio is true. I don't know if even grown-ups necessarily realize that, right? But of course, not everything is true anyway. Even if you don't hear it on the radio, even if you hear it walking down the street or anywhere else. And that's because, well, there's lots of reasons. I actually made a little list of reasons of why things may not be true. You know, and I'm sure you can think of a bunch of reasons why people might say things that aren't true. Well, sometimes they might make a mistake like I did by telling you that cedars don't have a lot to say. Well, apparently the evergreen trees do have a lot to say, I found out, right? And so I tried to come on this week and correct my mistake, but we don't even always realize if we're making a mistake. So sometimes we just make a mistake. And sometimes we say something that's not true as a joke, you know, to be funny or to make something more playful and interesting. I certainly do that on my kids' show. And sometimes, though, we might say things that aren't true as a trick. And we can kind of take advantage of people like that. And I've got a little example I'm going to give you here in a second of how I've tricked people. because even grown-ups disagree about what is true, right? Anybody out there, have you ever heard some grown-ups disagreeing about things, about very simple, basic things? You know, are they real? Are they not? Are they true? Are they not? Grown-ups argue about that stuff all the time. So even grown-ups don't agree. And I don't know if kids really understand that we're still figuring out. We grown-ups are still figuring out how things work. We might know that some things work in certain ways. Those are called laws of nature. You know, say if I throw a ball in the air, I know it's going to fall down, right? Has anybody not had a ball fall down when you throw it in the air? I mean, we all have the same experience. We can all agree that the ball will fall back down to the ground, but why? I mean, that's the part that we don't quite get, right? So, you know, kids don't really understand all the time that we grown-ups, we act like we know everything, but we certainly don't, right? And something that grown-ups need to understand about kids is that kids don't have as much experience, right? When we're young, we don't have as much experience to understand the world, to be able to compare things and learn. We haven't learned as much because we're younger and we just haven't had as much time. And I have an example of a trick I used to use because my brother, I have a brother who's younger than me. He's 3 years younger than me. And when we were little, our grandparents would give us money sometimes. They would give us coins. And because my brother was so young, he really liked the nickels because they were big. And I would take my dimes. Now, a dime is worth 10 cents. and a nickel is only worth 5 cents. It's worth less. And I would trick my brother into trading his nickels with me I would get him to trade his dimes with me for nickels. So he would be giving up something better because he didn't understand that just because dimes were smaller, it didn't mean that they were worthless. He didn't understand how money really worked. So people can definitely take advantage and trick people if they don't understand, right? All of those little bits and pieces, if they haven't been around a long enough time to understand. But also, children don't know the difference between reality and fantasy until they're about 8 or 9 years old. So it really does take quite a while for kids to begin to understand, you know, what a cartoon character is or what a puppet really is. And so grown-ups sometimes talk around kids about very grown-up things, and they don't realize that the children don't fully understand. They're seeing it from a different point of view, right, guys? And so it's really, really good to be trusting, and it feels really good to trust people. And we all have different people that we trust for different reasons. But we do have to remember, even if we really, really trust someone and really like them a lot, that they might be making a mistake like anybody else. We're all humans, whether we're grown-ups or whatever, children. And we are all continually learning. We are always learning, even the grown-ups, even the scientists, even the presidents, even, you know, everybody. If you can think of who you think the smartest person in the world is, well, what makes us so smart is because we are always learning. So thank you for joining me for Amy's Kids Show and continuing to learn, because that's my favorite thing to do. And I've been learning so much alongside you guys, and I hope you've enjoyed. I've got some really fun music coming up. One of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life, and I hope you'll enjoy it coming up after this one. Thanks for joining me.
Get information and speculation for the exploration, it's true. And the expectations of the operation are very high. But the motivation for the perpetration is a botheration right through. And the preparation of the accusation leaves me high and dry. But I'm on the case and I'm in the chase and I won't go back cause I'm on the track. Straight. Now the aggravation of the investigation is the imputation of guilt, and the implication is the prevarication when they talk to me. But my reputation for concentration and inspiration is built on a dedication to imagination to a high degree. But I'm on the case and I'm in the chase and I won't go back cause I'm on the track. I've got to figure out.
Little spruce grew on the hill above my home. From my view, it looked about the same size as me. Soon as I was big enough to roam, off like a shot, I was drawn towards that tree. Arnica bloomed on the hill above my home. When the wind blew, it looked just like a golden sea. Dragons, they were tamed and secrets sworn. I was safe and secure underneath my own. Take care of each other, we take care of this place, we show love for one another over fear and hate. May we never take for granted the beauty. little spruce grows on the hill above my home. From my view it bends down and looks right at me. Where you've been, old friend, did you have to go? Well, I am back and this time I ain't gonna leave. We take care of each other. We take care of this place. We show love for one another over fear and hate. May we never take for granted the beauty of it all. May our tree, our little spruce, live on. May our tree, our little spruce, live on.
Folks, we are at the end of Amy's Kids Show. I hope you enjoyed that beautiful song called Little Spruce. Wasn't that beautiful? We have been celebrating spruce trees and cedar trees and evergreen trees of all kinds. And their fragrance that they emit, the smell that we can smell coming off of their amazing oils that release into the air. In fact, the fragrance of cedars is something pretty famous going way back. I didn't realize how ancient that love is between us and the cedar trees and us and all the trees and all the plants and all of Mother Earth. And these are just the ways that the Earth shows us that she loves us. We are so loved. We are so surrounded by wonderful oxygen provided by our plant friends. Our plant friends are taking good care of us all the time, and we are taking good care of them, aren't we? Yes, we are. Because when we talk and we sing and we exhale, we are giving them carbon dioxide to breathe, and they love it. And so we are in a relationship, and we are taking care of each other. And isn't that great? I know. The puppies know all about it. They know how to take care of us, and they know how much they love it when we take care of each other and how good that feels. So I hope you are all going to have a fantastic week. And I look forward to next week because I have even more stuff that I could not fit in today. We're going to keep celebrating our respiratory systems and learning about how important that is, because it is the key to good health, isn't it? It's the most important thing to help us grow and help us stay healthy. Well, you have a healthy week, folks. Remember that you're the greatest, and take good care of yourselves. Have fun.
You're listening to WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM.